Broadcasting from Hollywood, California, it's Grant's Rants, Hollywood Talk.
You're invited to our end-of-the-year holiday party panel. We look at highlights from 2015. Heather McMahon helps us live our best life as she consults Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop Gift Guide. And we crown this year's winner of the Sherry Shepherd Award for Excellence in Ignorance in 2015. Grab a cocktail, because this party starts right now. Let the ranting begin. This is a special holiday episode of Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. A lot of your former favorites are here, and we're going to be giving our thoughts on end-of-the-year festivities, top searches, and we're going to be having a special gift guide. And without further ado, let me introduce my co-host for the show, Heather McMahon.
Hello, hello. How we doing?
Good, Heather. You're back from episode 9, and I understand you're going to give us a gift guide for living our best holiday life.
Yes. As you know, I am best friends with Gwyneth Paltrow and Oprah. So I just believe that Oprah says to live your best life, and Gwyneth does the Goop gift guide. So I'm going to take both of those worlds and tell you what you should really be buying.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, what a better resource for them here right now
than somebody who's best friends with Gwyneth and Oprah, you know?
Exactly.
So there you go.
Let's do it. I'm preparing for this holiday party, and people are going to be popping in and popping out. It's going to be a good time. You know, I've been talking to my mother a lot about it. She sent me a text message. She gave me some advice for this party. She said, when you entertain, they say to wear what you feel good in, colors and style. So I'm taking that advice from her. And I'm wearing
all black. I'm in all black and jeans that are so tight right now that they're cutting off the circulation. So I missed that memo. Next time you need to forward your mom's text to me. Because I would have been in a nice, like, Adidas sweatsuit, you know.
But you feel good.
Still black, but yes.
No, well, style, maybe just not color. Okay.
Well,
it's a black Adidas.
Right. Everything's uncomfortable right now. Everything's too tight. So
you're going to be like Missy Elliott coming in an Adidas outfit.
Right. Well, you know what? That's where my comfort is.
Okay.
All right, Grant? You put on 5 pounds over Thanksgiving, then you call me.
All right.
I'm not too bitter. Am I?
Okay, you got it. Oh, doorbell. We have Pauline here, and Pauline's back from episode
three.
Pauline, welcome to the Rants, the holiday party.
Thank you so much. I'm just excited to be nominated.
Yes. Glad to have you here. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. What's new? What do you want to fill us in on?
Oh, gosh. Trying to end the year strong. I've been going to the gym a lot. By a lot, I mean more than 3 days in a row.
Get it, girl.
That's a record for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I decided to join a new one. I'm going to Bodybuilders in Hollywood.
Mm.
The entire first floor is kind of a zoo. It's basically meatheads.
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of guys belong to and pay dues to Bodybuilders Hollywood?
And I should have known. I should have known because it's, are not Bodybuilders, I'm sorry, Gold's Gym.
Gold's Gym has like the old, old guys. Everybody's over like 65 and...
Or they're male prostitutes.
Actually, I'm going to need that address. What was it again? It's Gold's Gym in Hollywood.
Got it. They might not swing your way.
Okay.
So, you know.
You know, I just need somebody to look me in the eyes, Pauline, and say, you're doing okay, kid. So,
a little reassurance,
a little reassurance.
Yeah, so it's been an adventure, but I want to end 2015 on a good note.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With a male gay prostitute.
There you go.
At the gym. Yeah. Great. Good for you.
How you start the year should be how you end it.
Yeah. Right. So. True that, Pauline. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look who's here. It's Justin, who's been very involved in the rant. This is his, third panel?
I think it's my third panel, my fourth time here.
Episode 2.
I can't escape.
Yes. Yeah. We love having you here because, you know what you're talking about with reality TV and more. So, I mean, you know, it's always good to have you around ranting with us. So, glad to have you.
Well, thank you.
And here we go again. We have Blake.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Blake.
Hello.
How's it going?
So good. I'm so happy to be back.
From episode 11, and you were on our Thanksgiving panel.
Yes.
Which that panel is slowly, finally finding its audience. I mean, I just sent out too late. People were just already traveling.
It's okay. We're getting the December crowd.
Right.
The December holiday crowd.
It's not too late.
We're reining them in.
It's good. I like it. Yes. So we are going to discuss some hot topics that really kind of unrolled this year that caught our attention. We're going to give our thoughts and opinions and even more coming up. But first, there's another guest here from episode 12, Kylie Hodges.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for not forgetting about me.
Of course not. No. I invited everyone, all of the former co-hosts, but... You know, when you're dealing with people who work in Hollywood, everyone works different schedules. Some people are on carpets.
So are we the only ones who didn't have a job booked today? We were the only ones who didn't get that second call back. So we're like, Grant, wide open.
I'm kind of what it, I think that's it.
A little more sad today.
Yeah.
Now.
So,
thanks, Heather, for...
Yeah, Blake, I need you to pour me some more wine.
Yeah, great. I got you, girl. We'll bring it right to you.
I'm glad that you selected to come and hang out with me. All right.
Absolutely, Grant.
So, at the beginning of this year, that Scientology movie, Going Clear, came out on HBO. And have we all seen this movie?
It was so good.
I watched half of it.
It was like a godsend, truly.
Yeah.
The film itself.
Wait, did you become a Scientologist after watching
it? Almost. I just...
Really?
On our episode... Of you know, the episode that I did with Grant, we talked about Scientology. It was the week that Leah Remini had come out with her whole sort of outing of her Scientology experience. Yeah. And I'm just fascinated by the whole thing.
Yeah.
I
live in like Scientology world, as in I live right near one of their main headquarters. And now I just find myself like, you know, walking to my car, and if I see a Scientologist walk by, I'm like, come seek refuge in my house.
Right.
You know? Like, I just feel like I want to save them all.
Right. You're like the Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
For the Scientology escapees.
Yes. And I'll just grab them. Like, one lady hit me with her purse the other day. I was like, I don't need saving. And I'm like, have you seen the documentary, ma'am? I think you do. It's put me in a weird spot. Yeah. I don't know. It's like my entire neighborhood are Scientologists and... You know, they know I'm the only one who's not.
Yeah,
so
it's like a cult. It's like Waco, Texas, right in the middle of Hollywood.
Yes, I'm the only one who's not drinking the Kool-Aid.
I live right in that area, and I always see them standing with their clipboards, scanning the audience for anyone who looks, I don't know, stressed. But I did not. But I did not see the movie. So what were the?
Well, it's basically a movie sort of like outing all of the ins and outs and the way that it works and like crazy sort of horror stories and like the people in Hollywood who are...
People like living on rooftops, on abandoned mattresses, having to pay like big money, having to distance themselves from their children. They
people
have to
escaping.
In, they have...
It was just so mentally and physically and like emotionally abusing. I don't understand how at any point these people were, you know, how these people were like... This is a bad idea, you know? I think...
Well, that's what... No, everyone I talked to, because I have it on DVD. I've been giving it out to my family members on the East Coast. Like, you need to
Are you making bootleg Scientology DVDs, Grant?
He's like, gifting Going Clear.
You know, whatever.
It says on the front, pass out to your friends on the East Coast. I think you're good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to cut this out of the show.
Okay. But
anyway, I think that... Different folks in my life have looked at this DVD, and they just don't understand why people don't just say, look, this is BS, I'm out. But
yeah.
I guess it's just they get in your head, they help you out, they give you, you know, hope. I don't know. I know they're very involved with, like, the 12-step program, so they pull people in that
way. So they prey upon the weak.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, and this was so fascinating to me, is, like, you know, no matter what religion you are, at what point are you like, you know what, there's a Catholic celebrity center. You know, there's a Buddhist celebrity center. It's such... crap. So, you know, living close to the, you know, Scientology Celebrity Center, it's like, oh, so this is only where the cool kids go. You know, you're part of the church, but this is where, you know, those A-list actors hang out. It's just, it's beyond me.
Well, while we were watching that documentary, Teresa Giudice was checking into prison, and she's still there as of now. But let's talk about our
She gets out soon.
I'm so ready for
already?
Her to get out.
Wait, she gets out like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah,
right
December
before Christmas.
23rd.
I feel like I'm still adjusting to her going in. Like, I feel like I'm still seeing things
well,
about, like, how's her husband and the kids doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, how are they doing?
I don't care.
Well, that special was good, but nobody watched it. They had a special on Bravo. It just went up a million views.
I watched it, and I have to say, seeing Joe Giudice on that, like, little tyke bike, because he can't, you know, he can't drive. Like, seeing him bicycle to go meet his, like, real
Italian attorney at like some steakhouse was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Prison coach was my favorite.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, the prison coach. Like,
that's a career?
Yeah, well, apparently.
There's someone who coaches people before they go into prison.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, he even did the time, so that, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
It was some real, like, stereotypical gang.
You
like, got to
take your experience
like,
and do something with it.
Yeah, yeah, for him. So.
Did you see her book cover?
No,
the book
I haven't.
Cover, yeah, look it up. It looks not like something you would put out just after getting out of prison. Like, it looks more like a stereotypical, like, I'm a Real Housewife book, but it's called, like, to like from being a housewife
oh,
and to
the other side of the table.
Being a housewife.
Yeah. Right. Basically it's like my journey from like being a housewife to going to jail and back again.
Yes, turning the tables from housewife to inmate and back again. And there's a lovely picture of her, and it's a Bravo photo of her in a fitted white dress, and then there's a framed photo of her family next to her.
Her dress looks like a corset.
I want it signed.
I was expecting her to go to, like, halvesy, like, half, you know, orange jumpsuit,
yeah.
half Louis Vuittons, and, you know,
yes.
a band's dress.
Or at least a fur.
A fur. Yeah,
fur
the jumpsuit
orange.
With a fur stole. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very Cookie Lion.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, one housewife was put away, and then another housewife spent some time too. Kim Richards was found kicking police in the
Freaking
Beverly
Kim.
Hills Hotel, locked up. I mean, what can we say? I mean, you know, Kim is now sober, but where are we?
In quotes.
Yes.
But I mean, you know, what can we say?
And I hate to mess with somebody's sobriety like that, but it's just, it's so outrageous. And my whole idea is, you know, I know that these women know what they're signing up for when they go on these shows, but if you know that you wrestle with such demons like that, why would you say, I want to deal with my sobriety on national television?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know, obviously that's something you have to talk about in rehab and that, you know, maybe you go through stages of denial, but... You know, if she's had this problem for so long, at what point was the family like, we're signing off on this? Great idea to go on national television.
It was her sister's idea to bring her on in the first place, knowing
okay,
that she had
okay,
her
which
money.
I want to point out, I feel like, okay, we see this sort of issue between Kim and Kyle going head to head the entire time that they've been together on this series. And it's almost like Kyle really sets Kim up to knock her down and screw up her situation.
I think Kyle
really
is not as innocent as she plays.
No. And she plays such the victim in the situation, like, oh, Kim is causing all this trouble and doing all this to us. But I really think Kyle sets her up. And that very well sounds like a scenario where she's like, come on, Kim, this is going to be great. Let's
come
bring
on the show
on,
and then we'll show you having a meltdown.
Yeah.
Oh, a new guest is here joining the conversation.
Yay.
Fern Renee. Hello, Fern.
Hi, how are you?
Now, Fern has not been on our panel yet, and there's a reason for that, but Fern is joining this holiday panel right now, and you may recognize her name because Fern Renee, her husband, is the man who's designed our logo of the show, and he's a natural So, Fern is very much a part of the show, and she will have her own episode coming up in 2016 for sure, and we'll get into what she has to announce during that episode. But Fern, welcome to the conversation. Love
Thank
having you.
Thank you. It's not a new baby. It's something
a
else.
Baby.
Right now, we're in the middle of discussing Kim Richards and her the year she's had mainly the Beverly Hills Hotel. Now, that whole incident. Now, Fern and I cover the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for AfterBuzz TV, so Fern definitely knows what we're talking about.
Well, Kim is out and about right now, though. She was just at the premiere party
yes.
with the rest of the cast.
How did she look?
You know,
she looked good. I have a photo of her.
She showed up late, so to surprise. And she was sick, so there was a bunch of excuses tied in.
As always,
did she do press?
She was surprised of nobody. No,
she
didn't do
press.
She missed all press.
Not surprising.
Mm-hmm. But she looks pretty good.
Oh, she looks
really
good.
Yeah, she was very chatty, apparently.
Well, not to me.
Yeah.
That would be the cocaine.
Well, let's talk about reality TV for a minute. There was a big announcement that this year they would be canceling American Idol, and that they would have the last season. Are any of us watching American Idol at this point?
Is anyone
going to miss it? I turn it on while I'm making dinner.
Okay.
But I don't get invested in it. Yeah. Here's the thing. People compare The Voice and American Idol. The Voice is a better television show.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go on American Idol, you might maybe have a career if you win it. If you go on The Voice, you're not going to have a career.
Agreed.
Yeah.
What successful people come out of The Voice?
Here's the thing.
Nobody.
I think the marketing for this last season of Idol is really good because I saw an ad and I was like, oh my god, like this show has been on for over 10 years. Like I was a kid when it started and it's really a huge part of like the pop culture pantheon, and I kind of want to tune in. Also, just to see J-Lo like for these last few weeks, I'm there for it.
Well, I love a farewell season because they make it so dramatic.
Yeah.
And like they have
to, it's their time to shine.
Yeah, well, like the sepia tone, you know, flashbacks.
They were always a sepia tone.
I mean, personally, me, I won't feel bad to see the show go. I think that show should have gone years ago.
You know, I sometimes watch the show and I'm just like, I kind of get a headache and I'm like, I feel bad for Ryan Seacrest. And I know you're thinking like, nobody should feel bad for him. And I'm like, this guy's got to be exhausted. Like, I sometimes just look at him and I'm like, God, I just want to like sit down and, you know, have a glass of wine. Yeah, give him a back rub. Like, I'm exhausted for him watching him do so much stuff.
I only ever really liked American Idol for the audition episodes.
Yes.
See the crazies. Just to see the crazies. Just the crazies, and then I was good, and then I didn't really tune in.
Yeah. Remember William Hung? Just to
talk about it.
She bangs. Yes. How could we ever forget that?
Yes.
Well, also this year, big Vanity Fair cover. Bruce Jenner no more. Caitlyn is on the scene. She's everywhere. She's all over E! What do we think?
Call me Caitlin.
What is there to say? I mean, at this point, I loved that wonderful documentary or that special they did with Diane Sawyer. I didn't watch her show any. Well, that's a lie. I did watch like part one of the show, but I mean, what do we want to say about Caitlin?
There's a lot to say. There's really so much to say. I feel like there's a lot of angles and a lot of opinions on it.
I'm really supportive of Caitlin, and I think it's great. And I think the way that she executed her announcement to the world is so flawless and perfect. But everyone, when she brought out that Vanity Fair cover, everyone was like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. And then there were like, you know, the feminists who were like, stop saying she's beautiful. Think about who she is first. And I was like, well, okay, well, we think we already know her because we knew Bruce. But like she said, I'm Caitlin, I'm someone different. But also, everyone kept focusing on how beautiful she was. And I just kept thinking, like, oh, Bruce looks really nice as Caitlin. I didn't see it. And then I felt like an asshole because I couldn't see it.
Yeah, no, I thought that she looks so much better as Caitlin than she ever looked as Bruce.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lovely
Olympian
change.
Bruce?
Well, I would say
Olympian Bruce?
Like Bruce pre-1980.
Bruiser got a little goofy towards the end.
Yes.
You know, the golf shirts got a little too baggy, the ponytail. It was but of course, I'm going to look great too with a brand new set of tits and a spray tan and, you know, Yves Saint Laurent dresses. Like, I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, that's it. She had the best of the best. Annie Leibovitz.
Out and looked like Mama June from, you know, from Honey Boo Boo, then I'd be like, okay, now Kris Jenner's behind that one. But I mean, of course, I expected her to look fabulous.
Yeah.
Everyone says how comfortable she is now in her own skin, but I watched that show. And I'm like, she's just as uncomfortable as Bruce was. This is awkward.
You think so?
Her demeanor is overall a little awkward.
Weird.
Well, and you know, I mean, it's brand new for her. So there's like nerves and she was dealing with, you know, hiding away at the compound and like not letting paparazzi get to her and everything. So
trying to catch her breath in Spanx.
You know,
you know what?
That's practice.
World.
Bitch, welcome to the real world.
We're a whole new struggle.
You know what? The strangest thing of all to me is on E! During the daytime, they play like throwbacks to the Kardashians, but they'll like mix it up. It'll be all out of order. So you've got Kim who has a different face. You've got Bruce who's no longer like Bruce anymore. And then so they'll jump from like, you know, like 2006 Bruce, and then they'll cut to this year Bruce. And it's just, I mean, those daughters when they used to look like trolls.
Yeah.
It's just too much to take in. Yeah. I can't even look. It's like two different shows.
Yeah. It really is.
Yes. It's like the ever-evolving family.
I heard, though, rumor has it that E! Almost didn't bring back I Am Kate for a second season because the ratings weren't that good.
They really
So apparently she had to take a very intense pay cut in order to come back because the ratings were so bad.
I believe it. I believe it. I mean, that show's there for diversity purposes, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So it's heartfelt, but it's just when it comes down to it, the Kardashians has been on the television for decades or whatever. For a reason. That, yeah. It's good drama.
Feels like decades.
It's good TV.
100 years.
We're not going to see Caitlyn Jenner flip a table and slap a bitch, you know? No. That's just not going to happen.
It's, very, it's much dreams. More like worthy and heartfelt.
Yes.
And that can only get the ratings so high.
Well, then... Go ahead.
On the same network as Dash Dolls and Cycle House or whatever. You know?
Right, it's exactly.
Like, yeah. And this was sort of brought up on I Am Kate, where, you know, Caitlyn is coming into her own and she's learning about this whole trans community and, like, being a woman and all of these things. So these new friends that she's made have really kind of highlighted to her, look, you have the best of the best.
Yeah,
you have the best beauty team. You have bodyguards everywhere protecting your safety. Every other trans person is on their own in this world and walks out their door and takes their life in their hands and has to deal with things.
Exactly.
And it's very, you know, dangerous and sad and scary, and there's a lot of, like, really real issues with it. So on one hand, it's great to have a really influential, huge icon to bring attention to the subject, but it's almost not realistic because we're seeing her in a very safe environment, a very lovely environment, which is, you know, great for her transition, but it's not realistic. And that's the part that gets me, because then I feel bad for everybody
people who've actually struggled,
really struggled.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, it's easy to make a transition when you have hundreds of thousands of dollars to do all the surgeries and, you know, the wardrobe. Yeah,
the
you
medications,
got the
therapy, everything.
What really pissed me off about the whole thing, more than anything, was how Chris had to make it about her and her relationship, and they had to have the, you know, the car at the end of the driveway.
You know what? Hold on. I'll time out for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I've never been a Chris Jenner fan, okay?
I might be with you on the same page.
But I actually, some point, I said, you know what? I think people have made her out to seem super evil, and I'm like, at some point, she has still been hiding from the press too that she's known for 20 years that her husband wanted to transition.
Yep.
So I actually, for 2 seconds out of my life, felt kind of sorry for her watching some of these Kardashian episodes.
I just think she should not have met Caitlyn on camera. That's where I'm coming from.
No, I'm sure I'm sure she's met Caitlyn off camera too.
I don't think so. I think everything that they do is on camera. You know, Courtney like rips her own baby out of her vagina on.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas, you know, there's nothing that family won't put on television.
That's true. Yeah, at this point.
Because
they had the car waiting at the bottom of the driveway, and then they just let the cameras follow. Like, it was very orchestrated, and I was like, that's your ex-husband, like, right? They are ex at this point, right?
Yeah,
formerly. Oh, Bruce. I mean, Caitlyn.
I know. It gets confusing, and I hate when people don't have patience with this. I'm like, we're talking about, like, somebody who's very, very famous. You know what I mean? And so I get like, you know, because you're talking about, like, two different parts of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So when you refer to Bruce and then you refer to Caitlyn, your tongue can get tied sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, and you can't really refer to Olympian Bruce as Caitlyn.
Yeah.
He wasn't Caitlyn.
Right.
So it's like, he really is going to have this duality of identities for the rest of his life, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're having a really good panel discussion here, and it's a good time. We're doing a really good job of keeping everybody involved, I hope. Better than The View. The View is a terrible
hot mess.
Let's talk about the state of this show and what's going
on
over
there.
Now?
Who are the hosts now?
I think they go down to the Port Authority and they're like, who wants a hot sandwich and a shower? And they put a wig on them and throw them on the chair.
It's a little bit of like a bargain basement of like who's left that needs a gig.
It is so bad. Joy just shows up every time.
I love her.
She's holding that show together because Whoopi isn't doing anything.
Whoopi's high as a kite. 24/7, 365 with her crazy shoes, which I'm like, okay, the oversized white button down. She's just stoned and she doesn't care.
I like Paula Faris from Good Morning America. I will say she actually is a professional and she can read a prompter.
Yes.
So she's automatically like better in my opinion.
Right.
Michelle Collins, she's just as bad with Joy with the jokes.
I don't know who that is. I like
Jenny.
You know, I'm a comedian and I had to look her up.
Nobody here knows who Michelle Collins is. Wow.
Did they find her at the Port Authority?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
No. Michelle Collins did some stuff on E! She's been on like a round table, I think, for Chelsea Handler before.
Yeah. I do know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, Raven Simone is the new Sherry / star, the replacement on that side of the table.
But worse.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's just weird to me. I thought that The View was like where you end up after your career. And like, Raven, has she hit 30 yet?
No.
She's She's 29. She's turning 30 because they're trying to get someone on the show for, I don't know.
Well, I think she needs to stop talking.
There's value in having a young person's perspective on that show, definitely. But I think that Raven as a child star is just ill-informed on a lot of issues that they cover on the show. So then she comes across like an idiot.
Yes. Candace Cameron, what do we think of her being on the show? No one has.
Silence
on that one.
There's a lot of us here. I mean, are any of us really watching The View?
No.
I have to watch whatever clip Perez puts on his website. Yeah. And it's usually Raven saying something stupid, so I'm not really processing what she's saying. I'm thinking like, oh, her hair.
Yeah.
I feel like that they've tried to make it so diverse through the years, but it's just, you know, when it was like literally like Rosie O'Donnell and Joy and Elizabeth Hasselbeck, like it was, they're all, you know, at some point were married with kids and having a hot flash, you know what I mean? And there's not enough, I just don't think there's enough menopause on the show, to be totally honest with you. Yes. So I think it should be older ladies.
The View feels really desperate to me. Like they don't know what their goal is anymore, so they're reaching way too
far. Also, the new set is like aggressive with the, it's like neon colors. I just can't. I'm over it.
Much. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And you know Barbara Walters is just sitting in her chaise lounge, just like, like loving it.
I can't even discuss
right,
that
we won't
woman.
Get there.
I can't even. Yeah. I can't even go there. I will not ruin my holiday party. Yeah. I will not do it. All right, let's round out this year with the return of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Oh. And just like, I want to just chat briefly about how we feel about kind of who is on the show and Yolanda and the divorce that was just announced.
I need to like take a walk because I'm so stressed out about this whole season.
Already?
Yes.
Died so soon.
No, just that
one
episode in, but I mean, I've seen it. Yolanda, God bless her, I'm like devastated about this Lyme disease. She looks terrible. I mean, obviously so, because she's sick. And then I just heard the rumors that she and David Foster are getting divorced. Mm. And I'm like, I can't. Yeah. They were like that one couple that I really thought was in love. I'm devastated.
They were a little over the top. Like when you're always talking about like, oh, my love, he still writes me love notes. It's like, who are you trying to convince?
It's like you're overcompensating.
You're not supposed to do that. There was that study. It was like, what couples are in trouble? And it's like the ones who are always posting lovey-dovey stuff on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Same thing applies, but it's just an extreme version. Like if you're always talking about it.
Right. Like overcompensation, I guess, for what's really happening.
Right. Well, I just feel sad because I feel like David sort of didn't sign up for the illness.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. I mean, like in sickness and in health.
Yeah,
come
that's
on.
Your part. Come
oh, you really think that people mean that when they?
He doesn't clearly because this is like his fourth marriage.
No,
so.
I think that's Shady Boots business. Okay, yeah. I think you marry this gorgeous supermodel, and she's gonna have a health bump in the road. Like and then he's just dropping her and kicking her out of the Malibu home.
So
I'm not buying an album from him anymore.
Nope, David Foster's off our list.
I'm furious.
Just like Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, no, that's how I felt. I mean, when she was healthy and lovely and everything was great,
she was wearing white on white Lululemon outfit.
You know?
I mean, those were the good days.
Can I just take a moment and just talk about my experience on the red carpet?
Yes. We're dying to hear.
I just had such a good time. I finally got to meet Camille, and anyone that has followed me or listened to anything of mine, you just know, even talked about it on this show, how much I idolized her. And I just think that it was such a cool experience. She remembered me and had a good like hug, and it was such a nice time. And would love to have her on like one of the shows at some point, but I don't think she's going to show up to this location. But loved meeting her. And then also I bumped into Brandy and Eileen, and Eileen's very lovely, and they were all there. The nicest person on that carpet was Kyle. And I've been very tough on her. I'm not a huge Kyle fan, but I will say it was nice to be able to like actually like see her and interact with her a little bit and kind of feel out who she really is.
It humanizes them, right?
A little bit. Yeah. It makes me feel like, all right, maybe I shouldn't be so hateful. But then they open their mouth in the show, and you've got, you know, Lisa Vanderpump talking about, who I'm not a big fan of, but she's like, yeah, can you take 10 seconds to put on makeup? And then it's like, all right, done.
Yeah,
that was.
Lisa
Rinna
is my favorite. I met her in person, and I see her at the gym all the time, and she's actually one of the coolest, nicest, just keeps it 100 kind of gals, and I just love everything that she does.
I love that she's self-aware and is not afraid to crack jokes about herself and her lips, and I think she's looked the same for the past like 15 years in a good way.
She looks great.
Yeah, she has
consistently looked amazing forever since we've known who she is.
The hair, like full, like, you know, like highlight, like full, everything's still
the
same,
and just the same hairdo. Yeah. Just always the same hair, and like it's perfect. Yeah. Just the perfect hair.
Even when she smashed that glass, there wasn't a hair out of place. Yeah. It was so good.
Now, while I have you all here, whether you watched Housewives or not, there are two new cities. And Kylie, we talked about this on the episode that you were on. But I have Potomac and Dallas. I want to know, do we need more cities? Do you want to
Here's what I'll say. I'm from the South. Dallas should have been the first city that they ever did.
I agree. It's so ripe for Housewives.
Yes, if you've ever been to Dallas, Texas, like Highland Park, which is Billionaire Row, the richest people in America live in Dallas, Texas. And these women are just like money you have never seen before, fake boobs you've never seen before. Like, it's on another level.
I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I'm like, I want to see Jean Jones and I want to see Romo's wife. They have more money than they need, but they want attention, and I want to see them.
And they're Southern, so the drama's even worse, because they, you know, they will say one thing to your face, and honey, God bless you all day long. You know what we say in the South? We don't gossip. We have prayer requests. So that would be the cattiest season ever. I can't wait.
But you know what's interesting about it is that it wasn't originally shot as Housewives. It was shot as a different show, and they sort of reformatted it. What? So that's why it's, like, taking a while.
I didn't know that.
Really? Like, everything to come out. Just for Dallas? So, Dallas and Potomac.
Just for Dallas. Potomac was, like, they went into it knowing exactly what it was.
All right,
I still don't see the need for Potomac.
I disagree.
I still have to Google Potomac.
I listened to your episode, and I completely disagree. I think that it is such a smart transition or for a new city, like they have another black cast. It's bad for Atlanta to be the only show that's holding that torch. And I think that the drama looks dynamic and interesting and topical. They're talking about like race relations and all these people being biracial, and they look all like Tina Knowles. Like every single one of them looks like Beyonce's mom.
Amazing.
Yes.
Now, Pauline, I know you don't watch the franchises, but what do you think of them growing more cities?
Smart on their end. Yeah. Right, I can't argue with it. If I was a producer, of course you want to build out that franchise.
Yeah.
It sounds like the question is, when is it going to reach diminishing returns? Mm-hmm. You're always going to
be very smart over here.
I know. I'm going to Google that too.
Could you take a look at my taxes?
You need to be on The View. They need more.
Least one smart person on the show would be helpful.
If they were doing like the Real Housewives of, I don't know, Rancho Cucamonga, then we'd have to discuss it. But I think we're good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, as we head into our break, I just want to announce that an award will be given out at the end of this show, and this is an award that has been awarded throughout kind of Grant's Rants episodes here and there when the mood strikes me, but we are awarding a special recipient this award at the end of this episode for 2015. It is the Sherry Shepherd Award for Excellence in Ignorance.
Oh.
The nominees are Kelly Osbourne for her behavior on The View. Now, someone could give us a quick recap on what happened with her on The View. Let's refresh our memory, Blake.
Yes, so she really got herself in some hot water making a mention about Mexican immigration. It all started with Donald Trump, and everybody was hot over his immigration controversy. So she was sort of making a reference to the immigrants leaving and saying, well, if they leave, who's going to clean your toilets, Donald Trump?
Yes.
Well, that didn't go over so well with really anybody. Rosie Perez called her out, and it was compared to Juliana Rancic's flub, where Kelly was so hard on Juliana, and then it was sort of like, well, you've just done the same thing now, Kelly.
Yes.
What are we going to do with you?
Thank you for that succinct recap.
That's great. You're welcome.
The other nominee is Raven Simone for her comments also on a little show called The View.
Hey,
The
View.
Regarding how she would not hire someone named Watermelon Drea. She did it. She wouldn't hire anyone with an ethnic name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh boy.
Good thing that's my middle name. I lead with Pauline, and then
follow her with Watermelon.
Okay.
Wait till you're ready. Sign the W-9.
The third nominee is her namesake, Sherry Shepherd. This woman, she was out there with her husband, who granted did her dirty, but she's tried to give up rights to this baby that she signed on the dotted line that she wanted to have. Now, she has no
She just hurts my brain. Like, she just hurts my being.
You know, she and her husband actively pursued having this child.
Yes.
The baby was then given to a surrogate, and then she backed off because they got a divorce, and she doesn't want to pay for the baby. Ugh. I know she has no genetic ties to this child, but I just think it's a terrible thing because she knew what she was doing when they went into that lab. She should be responsible for that child, and she was ruled that she should be.
Is a child like born?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. So who's taking care of the babies?
Her husband. She owes her husband, like her ex-husband, despite like a boatload of money, and then it's going to go up.
Is it just a money thing? Is she like, yes, I'll visit on weekends, but I'm not sending you that check for $15,000? What is it?
She wants nothing to do with the child. She said that publicly. Her lawyer has said that. And then, of course, it's tied to money, of course, too.
Right.
That poor kid.
Right? It's disgusting. The whole thing is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Yes. So very...
there are better people in this world who have a child.
And then the final nominee, Michael Lohan Jr. And we discussed him also on Grant's Rants. Michael Lohan Jr. was parking his car in New York in the Gramercy area where he had a metered spot. It expired. A state trooper then approached the car to give him a ticket, and they noticed that there was a placard hanging in the window that was a forged New York special business permit that was not real. And so then they found him and they arrested him. And he's also up with Lindsay. We talked about this with some app. They're already in legal trouble with some app and the ownership of, you know, the design or whatever. So I think, and also a very ignorant move on the Lohans have to be represented if we're talking ignorance.
Right.
None of it surprises me, though.
Right.
But what's a special business?
Oh, it's all nonsense. It's all nonsense. Who knows?
Yeah, does
it just allow you to, like, park in, like, certain spots in New York?
It's like government parking.
It's like,
trying to say you work for, like, the state or the city. So
you can park for free.
Special business.
I need one of those.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Do they have one for LA? Seriously.
Yeah.
Right, Michael, make me one. Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, Michael Jr., if you hear me.
Yeah.
I need one of those placards.
Send a few on over to Grant's Ranch.
Yeah.
We all need some.
We all need a moment to think about who we're going to vote for and who's going to receive this great award for 2015.
You're listening to Grant's Rants. Please rate, subscribe, and share on iTunes and social media. Spread the word. There are a lot more rants to come. Follow us on Twitter at @Grants_Rants. And now, back to the show with the panel.
The rants continue, and now we are going to get a... Listen up. Everyone that has to get anything for Hanukkah or Christmas or whatever, we're getting a holiday gift-giving guide through Heather McMahon, how to live our best life.
Yep.
So grab a pen.
I need to know how to live my best life. So thank you, Heather.
I'm serious. That's
perfect. So the way I'm going to do this is I went down and looked at Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop list. As you know, she has a blog, Goop. And she has put some of the most ridiculous, over-the-top gift ideas on the planet. So I'm going to help you figure out how to do a budget-friendly version of those gifts.
It's quite a challenge.
Wait. We have another guest here, though.
Oh!
Let's introduce Noah from the panel for our fall TV is here. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, get
ready. Hi, Noah.
Hello. So let's talk about these gifts, because I really haven't bought a damn thing.
Okay, so one of these, we're going to go kind of like low and then get up high. They have a Milano toothpaste squeezer, which is $244. You get it at the wallpaper store. Didn't know there was a store just for wallpaper.
Didn't know.
So I don't know about you, but I'm not spending $244 on a machine that just squeezes my toothpaste. This is what you're going to do. For $50, you're going to go down to an Italian deli. You're going to find a guy named Marco who's got big, strong hands who works with meat all day. And you're going to have him just come in every morning and squeeze the toothpaste.
Okay.
It's not that hard.
A little more cost-efficient.
You could maybe build a relationship. I don't know about you, but like I'm into Italian guys, so that's where I'm at.
Keeping your money local.
Yeah, keeping it local.
Uh-huh. You know, supporting local business.
Small business.
Yes.
She also put on her list the condom dispenser. It's from a company called Canoe. It's only $42, but it's like a Pez dispenser for condoms. Okay, first of all, if she's having a stronger sex life than I am and she needs a Pez dispenser for condoms,
Gwyneth, we got to talk. On top of that, my budget-friendly gift is, it's called a fanny pack, okay? It can hold, like, 2 bottles of lube.
That's convenient.
Yeah. You know, it could hold, you know, a pair of handcuffs. It's much bigger than this little tiny dispenser she's showing. Oh, right? Yeah. That's tiny. That's like,
it's also limiting. It's only one item. Exactly. Might need multiple items.
And I don't know about you, but when I'm making love, I like to have variety.
Yes. Cool.
Options.
Yes. Options. Yes,
I agree.
It's a varied endeavor.
Now, what if they're trying to gift someone something that's maybe a historical or, you know, something vintage? Is there anything on that list?
Oh, honey. Oh, there's an actual vintage ball and chain. Okay. Now, I'm going to pass this picture around. As you can see, it's just straight up. Like from, I don't know, a pirate ship. It's also $1,500. I'm just going to call my ex-boyfriend Richard and ask him to hang out with me and go to the Cheesecake Factory for lunch. Uh-huh. So that's my budget-friendly gift.
Because one needs that.
Right.
You know? A vintage ball and chain. That's right. Number one on all our lists. Right?
And my thought is she just so wealthy and hanging out with all these like Brentwood moms, housewives, that she's like, oh, I just got to get a ball and chain for $1,500. Like, put that on the Amazon list.
It's a literal ball and chain.
Literal? That's a ball and chain. She probably has, like, a matching one for her pug or something. You know? Okay, so this is just topping. She really just hit the price point here. It's a world view exploration at the edge of space. Now, it's $90,000. And actually, you can buy it in Neiman Marcus. So it looks like an astronaut, kind of like a large weather balloon.
It looks like a weather balloon, yes. Right. Like the adventurous type.
So I guess it's if you want to view. My suggestion, for about $100, you can go to Cancun. You know, some guy will just tie you to the back of a boat and you go parasailing. Yeah. You know, I mean, and you can drink a couple, you know.
My ties
up in the air.
Yeah.
I think that's so.
Or, you know, for free, do Runyon Canyon, you know, at night when the coyotes are out. So there's still a sense of, like, you know, excitement. You're living risk. You're living on the edge. Your life is in danger.
I love it.
But it's free.
So there are bargain ways to live your best life this holiday season.
Yes.
Now, what if you want to give something that's for someone that's active? You know, they're looking to work out. They're a little fancy, though.
Okay. Well, I don't hang out with those kind of people.
Okay. All right.
I don't really enjoy active people. I mean, hello. If you're looking at her list, she's got which I don't know if this really goes along with the line of active, but if you want to relax, she's got a heated lounge chair for basically $8,000. So after you've done your workout, you want to hang out by the pool, get on your heated lounge chair. Although this has no back support. And I don't know about you, but my L5 lumbar is cracked, you know?
It's so, like a flat massage chair.
Well, no, maybe she's lying on her back and that's when she uses a condom dispenser.
Oh, I like that.
Wow. There you go.
It all makes sense.
There you go.
I wonder,
lighting this now is what we're doing.
Now, she also has, now, Grant, I just saw this. Oh, my God. This is updated on the Goop list. Speaking of fitness, she's got 18-carat gold dumbbells for $125,000.
That's
all. Wow. I mean, are these 3-pounders? Like, what are you?
Yeah. How much do they weigh? That's what I want.
Yeah.
Right. We need more information. I mean, she needs a little blurb next to these items.
$125,000.
It's called Get a Pair of Rollerblades and just hit the trail. I don't know where I was going with that one. I just, that's insane.
Like 100 years of equinox fees. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lifetime. Beyond life. Like you would grandfather your family into that.
You could
into
buy
that price of membership.
I also love that she's like trying to be sort of political with this one. She has a 2-year survival kit. From this, like, really intense company, and it's $12,000. I'm like, okay, if Gwyneth Paltrow is trying to, like, survive the zombie apocalypse, she's in the Turks and Caicos somewhere. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I don't think this girl's eating, you know, non-GMO, like, you know, beef stroganoff out of a bag and crapping in the woods. It's not happening. You know what I mean? I don't...
I just wonder.
I can't picture it.
Well, I just wonder how many of these are vetted through her publicist before she posts them.
I think she's just a renegade. Yeah. I think she just.
I mean, what publicist is going to tell her no?
Right.
Let's be real. Like, everything will get approved. I assure you.
What if you're looking to put something on display? Like, I have a glass cabinet in my house. Like, what if you're looking to put something on there? You're like, there's this Darwin tank.
Okay.
You
know, which
what would you do in that case?
It's got jellyfish in it. Okay. I don't know.
How big is that? I don't know. Like that looks like it could be something you can put on your desk as a tchotchke, or it's like the size of a gazebo.
How much is it?
It even says that they don't
it's
even know
about
what to buy
two grand.
Jellyfish.
Yeah. Also, I got stung one time at Hilton Head Island in South Carolina by a jellyfish. Somebody had to, a lifeguard peed on me to make the sting go away. I wasn't the same since. I don't want jellyfish in my house staring at me.
Yeah, sounds like there's a bad story.
There was a bad story. I don't know.
Traumatized.
Thanks for
really
bringing it up, Grant.
Backstory.
All right.
Yeah, you know what? At the end of the day, you just give everybody the gift that they want, and it's vodka. So, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'm never going to turn away booze, you know?
Yeah.
You can even bring me, like, peach schnapps, and I'm like, I'll find something to mix it with.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's the gift that I really want. So, Mom and Dad, if you're listening.
If I might add a good holiday tip, too, is that it's really good to give the gift that somebody wants instead of what you think they need. Because there's always
very
the gift.
Insightful.
Words of wisdom.
Uh-huh. There's always the gift giver that gives what they think you need, and it's never what you want.
Yes.
Okay.
You know?
So I got my boyfriend a 10-pack for back waxes. Is that not good? Is it going to backfire? What happens?
It's
Italian.
It may backfire.
Okay. All right.
Just throwing it out.
Love you, honey.
It's possible.
Well, are we good with this list? You know, any further advice?
Grant, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, man, I'm still trying to figure this out. Some peace. some honest-to-God peace.
You want the view canceled.
Oh, yeah. And to answer your question, and I have said this for years, and this is the truth, this is what I want for Christmas, I want a View Christmas mug with Elizabeth and Sherry on it. I have asked for this mug for years, and no one will find it. Now you have to go deep, like, on the internet. You know, you have to, like, look at, like, a used one on Amazon. But that's what I want, is a View Christmas mug. How hard could that be? Now,
well,
they don't even make them with the women on them anymore, because they keep chucking them.
It's true. There's no consistency.
There's no faces on them. They used to have like Star Jones on a sled, and then they had, you know, like Barbara. She was like in a little Christmas dress. Like that's what I want for the holidays. There you go. There's
okay.
Your answer.
All right.
2015, big year, of course, for the internet. There are some top searches according to Yahoo.com that came out. Let's see if any of these are really a shock. We'll start with the top five of top searches in 2015. Minecraft. Who cares? Who cares?
Mm-mm.
So what? Who cares? Number four.
Well said.
Yeah.
Number four, Kendall Jenner. I won't even discuss them. Is anyone surprised by this?
I prefer Kylie. So
okay,
Kylie might be higher on the list, but Kendall's interesting enough. But I'm not googling her.
I think it's weird that she's four, because then 3, 2, and 1 must be Kylie, Caitlyn,
No, actually, number three is Caitlyn. The other
there you go.
Kylie didn't make the list.
Kylie is not,
according to Yahoo.
Yeah,
surprising.
So number two is iPhone. Okay, that makes sense. You know.
Yeah.
All right. And number one, you might be surprised, Bobby Christina Brown.
Aww.
Number one.
Aww.
I mean, even I searched her because I, you know, wanted to know, like, so I was part of that.
The whole, that whole story is just very, very bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
Like, so sad.
Her lifetime, like, was played out publicly.
Yeah.
And the repeat of the bathtub.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yes.
very strange.
Very eerie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then, of course, let's take a look at the top search for reality TV stars in 2015, according to Yahoo. We do a lot of talking about reality stars. there are, you know, there are too many K names on this list, but here we go. Number 11's Chloe. Number 9 is Courtney. Number 8, Jill Duggar.
You know how I feel about the Duggars.
That was the most wild story of the year.
Ever.
It was so messed up. It was so messed up. Like,
what was it? It was one of the sons had been like the molesting like one of the younger daughters and
his own family members.
You know, yeah. Right? Jesus and then the Christ. Parents hid it for like years.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then after the statute of limitations let up. And
although I don't think that'd be something that I'd like send out on the Christmas newsletter. You know what I mean? Like the wrap up of what our kids have done this year, you know?
Can you imagine how long?
Yeah.
So gross.
And yeah. He was on Ashley Madison.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
I will say though that Jill Duggar is pretty. Is she's a pretty girl.
Beautiful.
I will say that.
Way to make it creepy, Grant.
I think her brother knows she's pretty too.
Yeah. Oh. Number 7, Scott Disick. Who cares?
Yeah.
What? Oh. Then Jesse Duggar at number 6.
Oh God.
The next one. Kendra Wilkinson at number 5.
What?
Top searches.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's because
they were all good together.
I would almost maybe say Holly, too, because of her book.
They were out there.
Kendra. Now, number 4, Big Lips Farrah Abraham.
Oh, yeah.
But honestly, though, there's a big group of us here. Have any of us searched for Farrah at all in 2015.
I did because someone I know, I'm a good friend of someone who interviewed her, and the reason she was doing a press tour was to promote her new vagina mold. And so I wanted to know what a vagina mold looks like, so I searched for her name, and she's promoting.
Yeah. Wow. I sadly looked her up too. Yeah, I did. Guilty.
And it's a real anatomically correct mold of hers.
Mm-hmm.
And then she made a thread out of it, right?
What you
that
want.
Was her.
She went?
What?
No, that was another story. There was a lady who I think is another female blogger, and she used her inside yeast to create bread.
Oh, hell no.
Wait a minute, though.
That should be
I'm
like one of the top searches.
Some people make lasagna out of their own placenta. I feel like that's worse.
No, I'm done. I'm done
now.
Are you going to cut me out of this?
I'm good talking about the view, but when it comes to that, no.
We've reached that point.
Wow.
We'll share our recipes after this.
I'm curious, too.
Yeah. Yeast, wow.
Okay. Number 3, Kim Kardashian. No one's interested.
She just popped a baby out. Do you care?
Well, did we figure out the name?
I want to know the name.
They don't
That's
have
all
a name
I
yet.
Care about is the name.
I read something today. They took a week to name Northwest North. So everybody on the internet likes East and West. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, we're going with directions with the second one, I'm sure.
Well, as of now, we don't know the name. As of press time of taping this podcast. Number 2 is Kendall. And, of course, number 1, Caitlyn herself. This was Caitlyn's year. What can we say? So
year of the Caitlyn.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Also, side note, you know she almost named herself Heather, and I'm really upset she didn't.
Oh my god, that's so much better.
Yes, she was almost a Heather, and
Heather
I'm like
Jenner.
So upset. Heather
that.
Jenner, it's got a ring to it.
I love it.
I like Caitlyn, though.
Do you?
I like the C. The C was like an
Well, the
extra.
C's is just big middle finger.
Yeah,
right
like
to slap. Right to the family.
Slap in the face of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it is that time that we now need to announce the winner for the Sherry Shepherd Award for Excellence in Ignorance. Tallying the scores, and here we go. This is a huge award, guys. This is for all of 2015, so I hope you all really took this seriously. This is, you know, we're going to be announcing the winners. In third place, Kelly Osborne is winning in this third place position for her awful stance on Latino people. Kelly, you're very ignorant. Congratulations. Second, now, Heather.
Yeah.
You and I awarded this girl the award when we had our show, Raven.
We did.
Winning second place for being very ignorant with not wanting to hire someone with an ethnic name, such as, example, Watermelon Drea. So, very ignorant as well.
Among other things.
Yes.
Yes. And now, the formal announcement.
Announcing the recipient for the Sherry Shepherd Award for Excellence in Ignorance.
The winner is, of course, her namesake, Sherry, the World is Flat Shepherd.
Yay!
Sherry, you definitely
demonstrated so much ignorance over the years, but this last year you really turned it up when you rejected that child that you wanted so badly with your husband. I know you were done dirty, but let's be real. You signed for that baby and now you are paying. So that'll do it for us for our end of the year 2015 wrap-out show. Now, my grandmother wants to have her own, so it might not be completely the end, but here we go. And of course, you know, can't wait to do that show with her, and she's going to be giving advice and predictions to celebrities in 2016, so you're going to want to check that out. That'll do it for all of us here. A big thank you to all of my co-hosts for the last few episodes we've done this year. It's been great, and there are more rants to come in the new year, and we shall see where it goes. Meanwhile, celebrities keep messing up because I need some hot topics for the new year. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Yay!
This has been Grant's Rants. Follow us on Twitter at Grants_Rants. Cover art created by Howie Roney. Voiceover by Sir Richard Wentworth. Granted Wish Productions 2015.